always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 8 days till the government shuts down. There's an agreement between House Speaker Mike Johnson and the White House to fund the bureaucracy, but a group of hard-right House members aren't having any. Another short-term bill likely needed. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre frustrated.
Kicking the can down the road is not the way that Congress should be operating. We've been very clear about that. They have a job to do. Keeping the government open is one of the basic things that they can do.
The Justice Department ordered the recall of 600,000 Dodge Ram pickup trucks with diesel engines built by Cummins Incorporated to remedy environmental damage caused after it illegally installed software that enabled the trucks to cheat emissions testing. Ohio Governor Michael DeWine vetoed legislation banning gender-affirming care for minors, even if their parents want it for their child. DeWine says that's best left to parents. Republicans in the House quickly overrode that veto. This is ABC News. Here in New York City, arrests after the discovery of a secret tunnel beneath a synagogue in Brooklyn.
Chaos Monday inside the historic Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. A brawl between police and what's described as a rogue group of extremist students accused of digging an underground tunnel into the synagogue as a makeshift passageway for after-hours use. Baruch Dehan witnessed it.
Ultimately broke through the wall in the sanctuary and vandalized that wall.
Police say 9 men between 19 and 21 years old have been arrested. The synagogue forced to temporarily close for repairs. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Tales of the criminal entrepreneurial spirit. 12 months community service for Englishman Drew Marshall for defrauding eBay buyers, auctioning off what he claimed was the late Queen Elizabeth's walking stick. Proceeds to go to cancer research. Bidding hit almost $700 U.S. before Marshall canceled the listing after learning police were investigating. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehope. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of conservatives in Racine County are launching a recall campaign against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Matthew Snorick of Union Grove filed the paperwork on Wednesday. He says that Voss is blocking fair elections in Wisconsin by not moving to impeach the state's top election administrator, Megan Wolf. In a statement, Voss called the recall a waste of time, resources, and effort. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's state Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step towards a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wiggehope, Civic Media News.
Packers getting ready for the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice, preparing to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Running back Aaron Jones missed games this year due to a hamstring injury, followed by a sprained MCL. At age 29, is he concerned about his future with the team?
Nah, I mean, we're in a playoff run, so this is where I want to be, so I don't see why I would be thinking about that. I have another year under contract, so how can we get the job done in Dallas?
After losing to the Packers for the 10th time in a row, the Chicago Bears have fired their their offensive coaching staff, including coordinator and former Packer assistant Luke Getsy. After 2 years, Matt Eberflus remains head coach. College basketball, Marquette losing at home, 69-62 to Butler. The Badgers with a win at Ohio State, 71-62. Head coach Greg Gard.
We've grown a lot. I mean, we took on the schedule we did because we had an experienced team that we felt not only could handle it, but needed to be challenged.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have snow in the overnight, but accumulations will be an inch or less, lows dropping to near the 20-degree mark. As we head into your Thursday, some light snow chances around, highs in the upper 20s. Snow chances will persist Thursday night and Friday. Currently 26 degrees.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Still don't know what I was waiting for.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Calvin Butenhoff is on the board and a very, very special co-host in studio with me today, the one, the only, Fancy Brian Kelly. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hi, Jane.
It is so good to see you. It's so nice to have you here.
It's super happy to be on air.
Thank you for joining me. We have a really busy show.
I'm ready to go.
And we next hour, I'm geeking out all over the place. Greg is on vacation, and he would be mocking me endlessly because I have a thing for birds.
Really?
I like birds. I think they're fascinating. I just kind of like creatures in general. But yeah, I find birds particularly exciting. And there happens to be a bird rescue that is right around the corner from us here in downtown Waukesha. And Johnny Watermelon is the one who tuned me into that. And so I stopped in there last week and met Cassie. They must have 30 or more parrots and cockatoos and the big birds.
They're an exotic investment, and there's a lot of people who just can't handle that. So I think there's a necessity for a bird rescue, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So Cassie is going to come in, hopefully, with Magoo,
the
umbrella cockatoo.
I saw the picture.
Magoo is so cool. And talks, and we'll see if he's going to perform when she brings him in today. So,
Ooh. Yeah,
it's really interesting.
I hope he's sassy. I love sassy birds.
And then J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports reporter is joining us at 11:33 as we kick things around, talk about Packers game coming up this Sunday in Dallas.
All of a sudden, Amy's been a lifelong Packers fan, and she, when we were getting together, she would yell out linemen's individual names and go, "Come on, hit your freaking blocks." And lately she's been like, whatever. And all of a sudden, just this past like 2 weeks, she's been like, "Let's go," which is exciting for me because I like to see her excited.
Well, and we got a shot.
Anybody who's got a ticket to play has a shot.
Absolutely.
Any given Sunday.
You can always join us as well, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can call and or text, or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. Going to start things off with an article that I found in the Wisconsin Watch. It's an article from Jack Kelly talking about ranked choice voting and Final Five voting and how this is being kicked around here in Wisconsin. Not everyone, not surprisingly, likes this idea. One side, a group of lawmakers led by Senator Jesse James, a Republican from Altoona, wants both Final Five and ranked choice voting to be applied to Wisconsin's congressional and U.S. Senate races. On the other side, Representative Ty Bowden from Hilbert and Senator Dewey Strable from Saukville are pushing a constitutional amendment that would outlaw both of those systems in Wisconsin. That seems extreme, does it not?
It's one thing to say, let's keep the status quo. It's another thing to say, we'll never change it ever.
And we have to write it into law that you can never do this.
Yeah. Now, if you're interested, there are a couple of states that do have ranked choice voting, and
It's in Alaska is one of them.
Yeah, for sure. And I believe Oregon or Washington, I want to say. Please don't quote me on that because I'm not sure. But it's produced interesting results. And for me, anything that ends up with a better representative, I don't care what party you're from. If it incentivizes getting a better representative for your people, I'm all for it.
Well, and we've talked in the past about the current system as it is set up right now in the primaries, it's like, who can be the most extreme?
Because generally, you know, only people who are super into politics or really down with a party end up voting in primaries for the most part. I mean, that's just how it is right now. But again, is a lot of that because people are just, oh my God, this is ridiculous. You people are crazy. I can't deal with you. Just tell me who I'm voting for later. And if you have ranked choice voting, final five voting, you have to think about it a little bit more.
Yes, you do.
You have a real reason to go and say, who do I like more? And this is what people do every day. If you go on YouTube, pretty much half the videos on there are like, these are my rankings of everything for whoever famous YouTuber video or influencer. They all have their like, these are my ranks. These are my ranks for everything. I'm pretty sure we can do the same with politicians. And maybe, who knows, we might get someone who might be able to get in a position to make the correct or a good decision for people.
I'm going to try and explain it, and I still find this confusing, and I don't think I'm the only one.
It is a touch.
Who is a little slightly baffled by this. So final five voting involves all candidates, regardless of your party. So Democrats, Republicans, independents, whoever, all the candidates, regardless of party, run in the same primary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then of the five who get the most votes, they go on to the general election. So that could mean on the general election, there would be two Republicans, two Democrats, and one Libertarian, say, or one independent.
Now, I believe over in the UK, this is what results in Mr. Top Hat. And like, there's a whole bunch of people that get every year run for prime minister or they're just the ridiculous party and things like that. That's when you get these type of people. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean that they ever get on the ballot, but you get more interesting and a more diverse group of people.
Right. So once those five move on to the general election, that's when ranked choice voting comes in. In this instance, voters rank your candidate in order of preference. So of the five, I like number five the most. I like number three second most, and so on and so on, right?
For example, this past election, the big, you know, presidential election, then the primary, there were a lot of people, and Bernie was sucking up a lot of votes for Biden, and there was a debate whether, you know, can Biden win again, and the debate was who could win against Trump, not necessarily who your best candidate was. So people were voting for Biden on the basis of they could beat Trump because we only have one that we can go with, whereas ranked choice, you'd allow yourself to go and say, this is my favorite candidate, but if not, I can go with this person, this person, this person.
Yes.
And that's how it gets runoffs. So you don't have to worry about runoffs, and you have a more accurate representation of what the people want. Because, and not only do you get a really better result, I believe, in the end, but you also get to see the trend of the rest of the candidates. So you can, like, Bernie Sanders made such an impact during the election in 16 and in 20, that what he wanted ended up becoming policy, or at least some of the policies that people pulled forward. Because he was so popular, you have to bring those people together. So if you get like, oh, this person won, but everybody else was kind of like, imagine a heavy Republican area that gets down to two candidates, but then the Democrat comes in second. That means that the Republican needs to go and make Democrats a little bit, you know,
and talk to them,
talk
right?
to them more.
Yeah.
You know, have a little bit more input into what is going to happen.
And this leads me to believe that's why there are some politicians who think this is a really bad idea.
Yeah. It also gets you to think about the essential question that should be asked in an election. What do I want in a representative? What makes the best representative? And for me, if you're looking at what happens today, things that are affecting the world today, things that your politician is going to have to go and deal with, there is technology out there right now that they're going to be voting on that none of us have any idea what it is. None of us right now have any grasp on what it is. Right now, you have people who are talking about regulating, you know, social media and online media who have no concept of what it even is, let alone what they're regulating. And that doesn't mean that they're not intelligent people. You need people who can get information, a bunch of information, and adapt to it, and then be able to get a result that is best for the people they represent. That's a dynamic thing, and that doesn't necessarily mean that a Republican, a Democrat, it means a certain type of person that can take information, react to it, and translate it to the people that they represent. That's really the basics of what you're supposed to get.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Pat checking in, listening in Green Bay from the 715. Sarah Palin lost in a ranked choice election up in Alaska, which was hysterical. And then Andrew from Maine listening on 540 WAUK. What about making the constitutional amendment require a majority win 50% plus instead of a plurality to win any elected position or issue?
I'm down with that. To get to that part, that may be a struggle. That could be, I could see that being a stalemate for a long time. And again, you want something that gets the best candidate, but also isn't forever, because by the time that candidate gets in, things could be changed.
Yeah, definitely. People opposed to ranked choice voting say it results in ballots being thrown out, leaving some voters without a say if they don't rank all the candidates and the ones they do rank are eliminated.
That's in implementation and execution. And a lot of that is right now, we do have a lot of ballots that get thrown out. If people mark something wrong or didn't fill it out correctly, ballots do get thrown out, even if you can kind of figure out what it is. And that's honestly in the direction of from the direction of the Republicans saying you throw these. It's a matter of what your criteria is for throwing things out, not necessarily that things will get thrown out. Of course, ballots get thrown out now. Yeah, when you have more variables, of course, more ballots will get thrown out. But again, if you educate the people, you won't have to worry about it.
Well, and that's the thing. Dewey Strobel expressing concerns that when many Wisconsinites ask the legislature to simplify how our election system works, ranked choice voting further complicates it with calculations that dictate outcomes that are not intuitive to every voter. Well, that's why you need to explain it to people.
Yeah, he's just about saying the quiet part out loud. He thinks you are stupid. He thinks that you are too stupid to understand
to get how this works.
How this works. And really, it's not that much harder than learning how to play Monopoly.
844-967-2789 if you want to call or text or leave a comment on a live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Stay close. The wonderful, the only fancy Brian Kelly is here with me in studio. This is Matt Nair on air across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Strange fascination.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Air, Jane Matt there, Brian Kelly, Calvin Butenoff on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. If you like live music, Max Inc. Radio is really fantastic. Live in the Lair features a performance and interview with Blame It on Kane. That's going to happen this Saturday at 9 p.m. Blame It on Kane, an all-original rock band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So you can check out Max Inc. Radio. Just download the Civic Media app. And you can listen to all the stations and all the programs and all the things.
There's a lot of
stations, lots of shows, lots of things going on.
And so if you like local music, you're gonna love this. Yeah, Max Inc. is fantastic.
It really is. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about the potential for rank See, you know exactly what I meant.
Yeah, I said that with necessity earlier.
Ranked choice voting and final five voting. So final five voting involves all the candidates, regardless of party. The five who get the most move on to the general election. And then in the general, there's ranked choice voting, where voters rank the candidate in order of their preference. After each round, the one who gets the fewest votes is eliminated. The voters who rank that candidate first, those ballots get redistributed based on the next choice. So that process keeps going until one candidate finally ends up with a majority. Another text, if you vote for a losing candidate, your vote still counts. It's not thrown out. Well, yeah, exactly, Andrew. You're absolutely right.
You get more people involved, I think. And I think you get a little bit better of an idea of what the people actually want. But my goodness, that's scary.
I know.
It?
Do we really want that, Brian?
Well, there's a certain party that, or at least a group of people within a certain party that thinks you're too stupid to understand how this works.
We're gonna do deeper dives into this too, because of this issue. I don't think this is gonna go away.
Yeah, and honestly, it's one of the pet issues of our station owner. To be honest, the Sage is really big on ranked choice voting, and I agree with him. I think if you can get more data, oh my goodness, wouldn't that be better? It is, I think they call it the information age.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm just told. Again, I'm just telling you what I'm hearing.
I don't know this at all. Mike from Kenosha is on the line, 844-967-2789. If you want to check in. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining the show. What did you want to say?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you. Love the idea about ranked choice, but quite frankly, I'm not sure our citizenry can meet the standards of knowledge, of candidates, platforms, systems. We need a complete overhaul, in my opinion, of our voting system, starting with money, starting with being able to handle more than one or two things at the same time. I mean, we've got our hands full. But the ranked choice, it works, I think, very, very well. But it really counts on an informed citizenship. And I question that. And I want to get your feedback. If
Mike,
you think in 2024 that we, the people, can handle it.
Mike, this is the debate for me in my mind. Do you trust the people or do you not trust the people? Because at the end of the day, if you're pro-democracy, if you're really into democracy, doesn't matter if you don't trust the people. You have to trust the people because that's what democracy is. If you want authoritarian rule, if you want a draconian type of situation, if you want the possibility of maybe getting lucky and getting a benevolent dictator, which is apparently the best form of government, at least the most efficient, then that's what you want to have happen. But again, you have to trust the people in order for democracy to work. Democracy is always dependent upon an informed populace. And part of the reason why we don't have the best government is because we haven't had an informed populace. And a lot of that is because we vote for people who make us feel good or say the right thing or do the right thing in the right way and don't have any trouble. But then when it comes to things like, I don't know, paving our streets and educating our kids, they don't know how to do that in today's age. And they don't even care about doing it because, again, they have another election coming around the next cycle and there's never a not election. Having ranked choice voting is a, I like it because it's a simple solution that kind of takes care of things like money in politics. And it kind of like incentivizes better people, I think.
What do you think, Mike?
In grade schools, middle schools, high schools, some of the democratic infrastructure required to have a thriving democracy, if you will. With today's world of alternative news and two sides or three sides to the story, I'm not sure that we have a public that can really, you know, sift through it in the way it needs to be done.
Let me give you a little bit of hope here. The GOP in this state up until, you know, recently has slashed or cut, you know, education funding or not really renewed it or just kept it at maintaining levels. But statewide, local communities statewide always vote to add to their education bill. They always vote to add more money. They vote to tax themselves to educate their people more, especially if they have the money to do so. That's a good, that means that the people actually do know what they want. And sometimes, a lot of times, our election system depresses those people who just want the schools to work and their roads to run. And I really think that as a comedian coming up, I was always told to play to the highest level in the room because people will elevate themselves to you. If you are down in the gutter, people will stay down in the gutter and that's where they'll be. But if you play to the highest level in the room, people will rise up. Yep.
Thank you so much for your call, Mike, and thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Texter from the 608, James at WFHR, asked Senator Teston and Representative Krug about this on Midday Magazine. If I remember correctly, Teston specifically said it is too complicated for the average voter. Thank you, Laura from Rapids. I am not an optimist, Brian, but I would like to believe that you're right, that we can educate people. We can get people involved. And I certainly think for people like in Calvin's generation, younger generations, I think they're going to be far more involved and far more aware going forward.
Because I think
I really do.
They get that this involves more people and gets more, you know, ideas in the pot, which is really what we want to have happen.
Yes.
You just want to get better people. And again, I want a strong Republican Party and a strong Democratic Party so that we can, and maybe, who knows, this may even open a door to someone who has a third party candidate who actually is better in a certain area. My goodness. Wow.
Oh, yeah. God, you're wacky. What a wacky
another idea.
Another idea. All right. When we return, we have the news coming up next, coming up at 11 o'clock. I highly encourage you to join watching on the live stream. We're going to have Cassie and Magoo, the Umbrella Cockatoo, will be live with us in studio at 11:06. Stay right here. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey!
listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. What's inflation been up to? We get the first of two reports later today.
The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, measures inflation month to month and year over year. Economists expect it to show a slight increase from November to December, but a sizable drop from 2022 to 2023. The Federal Reserve will pay close attention to the numbers as it decides what to do about interest rates at its first meeting of 2024.
ABC's Daria Albinger, the wholesale inflation report to be released on Friday. Police in Silt, Colorado say Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has been cleared of domestic violence allegations made by her ex-husband, Jason Boebert, arrested and charged with third-degree criminal trespass, obstruction, and disorderly conduct. His coaching reign is over, but Nick Saban's dominance over college football will linger. Saban announced his retirement on Wednesday. He won seven national championships, six of them at the helm of Alabama. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State health officials are urging pregnant women to get vaccinated after 580 children in Wisconsin aged 2 and younger have landed in the hospital with RSV. Three of them died. New RSV vaccines are also recommended for adults 60 and older. They can be had at clinics and pharmacies. Doctors are urging people to get shots for flu and COVID, too. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have snow in the overnight, but accumulations will be an inch or less. Lows dropping to near the 20-degree mark. As we head into your Thursday, some light snow chances around, highs in the upper 20s. Snow chances will persist Thursday night and Friday. Currently 26 degrees.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Ryan Kelly, Calvin Butenhoff on the board, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or you can leave a comment on the live stream as well on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Just look for the Civic Media feed. We were talking about Final Five voting and ranked choice voting. And we're going to continue with other voting-related news from WPR reporting yesterday that a judge has ruled state law does not allow the city of Racine to use a truck as a spot for in-person absentee voting. So this mobile voting unit, they used it several times in Racine in 2022. According to this decision by this Racine County judge, whose last name I'm going to slaughter if I even try to pronounce it, it was driven to and parked near early voting sites that were approved by the city, and the dates and times the truck was operating were posted by the city clerk. The judge wrote that even though state election laws don't prohibit mobile voting units, that does not mean that they're allowed. So there's nothing, again, in state law that says you can't have them, but there's nothing in state law that says you can have them.
Now, if you remember back to, oh, so far away in 2020, and I think before that, but during the pandemic, there was all this complaints about absentee ballots and ballot harvesting and all this stuff, all of which I kept asking for, okay, show me where the fraud was. Show me where the fraud happens. Even theoretically, could you show me or tell me what you're speculating is happening with all this ballot harvesting? And most of it was just, it's bad, it's ballot harvesting. That's the answers I got. And knowing that's the optics of this whole thing, I don't understand why you would think, oh, let's get a van and go and do this would be received well, legal or not. And again, please understand, I am one person who wants everyone to vote. I want as many votes possible, have voting seats, make it so darn easy and so accessible that we get everybody's opinion.
Yes.
But you can't just do this and think that people aren't going to go,
Hello. Yeah, exactly. It was the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, with whom I rarely agree, on behalf of a former Racine County Republican Party chair. They filed a complaint about this in Racine in 2022. Again, this judge says the absence of a express prohibition doesn't mean that mobile absentee ballot sites comport to procedures specified in election laws. The court can't find that this has been approved or any authority allowed the use of a van or vehicle as an alternate absentee voting vehicle. And as some of the arguments is that, you know, you can just take this truck to heavily Democratic areas and make it easier for people to vote there.
Yeah,
so
I want people to vote everywhere.
Yeah.
But again, we have an issue. And I don't know if you remember this whole January 6th thing. There's this whole issue with the perception of the legitimacy of our election. And for our democracy to actually work, we talked about having to trust the people. The people have to trust the process.
The system.
Or the rule is illegitimate anyway, even if it is legitimate. And by the way, I want to go back to another time that I completely agreed with Will when they did their investigation into the election and found out that it was fair and completely legal and done above board. That's the other time I completely agree with Will as far as elections go. So just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
But you can't go and do this and not see that people are going to go and say, that doesn't look good. No matter what, again, I'm not accusing these people of any fraud,
or bad
any wrongdoing,
or acting in bad faith.
Or any bad faith whatsoever. Right. I'm just telling you, if you didn't think this was going to go down, I mean, come on. Come on.
You thought this was just going to slip under the radar.
Read the room.
Well, and as you said, with all the complaints, even about drop boxes and mail-in voting, and why this seemed like a good idea, well-intentioned or not, it was a bad call.
Yeah, I think so.
According to the complaint, the plain language of the statute contemplates that polling places shall be in buildings and not in a transitory vehicle like a van. So the WEC initially dismissed the complaint, but this ruling from the judge on Monday reversed the decision. And again, I think that was the right decision.
Yeah.
If you want to be able to do this, then we have to write it into the state statutes.
Yeah. I want more people to be able to vote, and I think this van may have taken care of a lot of those issues. But again, do you have vans everywhere? Do you have vans in every, you know, area? Who's funding the vans? Who's paying for the vans? Okay, are the people paying for the vans? Are they city people? If they're city people, was this everywhere in Racine? Was this or Kenosha? Where, you know, that's the can that this opens. And again, I recognize there are issues for people to get to vote. There
Absolutely.
Are issues for people that are stopping people from actually going to us, and having it in a building sometimes limits a lot of other people from being able to vote. And also, they change locations every now and then, and not everybody gets to know that, because you know what? Nobody looks at their mileage anymore because an entire forest has been sacrificed to offer me credit at 30%.
You can always find out where your polling place is, and I can't harp on this website enough.
Yes.
It's really, really valuable. It's myvotewi.gov, myvotewi.gov. You put in your address. It brings up, if you're on the voter roll, first and foremost, to make sure that you're still, when you show up at the poll, you're still registered to vote. And then it tells you every elected official in your area, from the U.S. Senate to, you know, our local lawmakers, the Assembly and the State Senate here in Wisconsin, and all the judges and everybody else. And it tells you when the elections are, which ones you are voting in. So if you ever have any questions about that stuff, myvotewi.gov. It also lists the phone numbers of all your representatives.
You should call.
In case you ever want to, you know, make a friendly hello.
You should definitely call. Yep. I called my rep the other day, and honestly, I disagree with her a lot, but she's called me back and given me, you know.
She has.
Yeah, constituent services. I disagree with her on a lot of things she's done, but she's doing her job.
Well, and I assume as well, Brian, that you're not, we talk about this too, you can't call and scream at people because that doesn't accomplish anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if I am on the receiving end of screaming, I tend to immediately discount whatever message is coming along with said screaming.
For sure. Unless you're just calling to feel better about yourself, in which case, just be honest about it and say, hey, I'm calling to feel better about myself. Just give me a couple minutes. Just
you can
fine
do
too.
That too. Yeah, yeah.
It's therapeutic.
Sure, absolutely. If it makes you feel better, but yeah, like just let us know.
Yeah.
This is your cathartic call.
Yeah.
This is your cathartic call. All right, we're going to move on to money, and which is probably not going to surprise anybody, about who is paying for things. Who really pays for stuff when it comes to taxes?
Huh.
Eric Gunn in the Wisconsin Examiner posted this yesterday on urbanmilwaukee.com. A new study from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy in D.C. analyzes tax policies in every state, along with the District of Columbia, looking at how taxes are distributed across income groups. The report says the vast majority of state and local tax systems are regressing, asking less of the wealthy than of low and middle income families.
Huh.
I know. It's shocking.
I also heard that water is wet.
Did you?
I did.
Has it been proven?
Not yet. I'm going to go and take a bath later. We'll see what happens.
Take it to court. We need to take that to court.
I think it should be litigated.
Absolutely. In Wisconsin, again, according to this report from the ITEP, I-T-E-P, in Wisconsin, 20% of taxpayers with the lowest incomes pay about 10.8% of their income on state and local taxes, 64% higher than what the top 1% of households pay. 6.6% of theirs. Middle-incomers pay 9.9%.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. I mean, this the people who are in power are generally the rich people who have a lot of money, and they are the ones who vote for
tax cuts,
and generally most of those, and numerically, skew towards the wealthy. If you have more of a pool to choose from, you have less of your pool to have in taxes, and Okay. That's not good. It's not great.
No.
And I think a lot of people confuse tax cuts with tax cuts. Meaning that, like, there are tax cuts and there are tax cuts. There are things that actually affect you. Like, you know, a lot of people who supported the Trump tax cuts, which, again, created more deficit than any other piece of legislation in all of the history of humanity.
By massive amounts.
Yeah.
Massive amounts.
If you ever want to talk about the deficit, I just point you to the Trump tax cuts. Yep. But people jumped on board because they're like, I'm getting a tax cut. Well, you're getting like $150 off a year. These people are getting hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars off a year.
And it's my understanding also, Brian, that those tax cuts for the middle class expire.
Yeah.
And yet the tax cuts for the ultra wealthy, those, of course, continue.
No. And also, if you want to look at whether they work or not, I don't know. Let's see here. If you want to go and figure out the wealth gap, there's some studies by, I don't know, have you ever heard of the Pew Research Institute?
I think they have some credibility.
They do have a little bit of credibility. Hmm. There's this whole graph where it shows the income of, you know, a CEO compared to the income of their regular worker. And around the time that this guy named Ronald Reagan, I think you call it, I think it's pronounced.
Sure.
When I hear that there was a corporate tax credit, like, huge cut in that. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that that's the exact moment that wealth inequality
started to
completely skyrocket out of control. Whereas right now, if you made $4 an hour back in like 1979, that's worth about, I don't know, $25 to $28 an hour right now, just to give you an average scale. And we're fighting over $15 minimum wage. I mean, it is simple math here. Talk about tax credits here. The Wisconsin Manufactured and Agricultural Tax Credit. I'm not saying that completely right, but it basically makes it so that if you have a manufacturing or an agribusiness, you effectively pay about 0.5% in taxes, something around there. It's basically negligible. And this idea is to go and promote, you know, agribusiness, and that's what Wisconsin does, right? Manufacture and agribusiness. Right. That's what we do. Great. Well, the thing is, we still have around 700 to 800 family farms closing every
failing,
year.
Yes.
So it's not like this tax credit is helping them. And by the way, our Senator Ron Johnson has a non-manufacturing, non-agribusiness business that still gets that tax credit somehow. I'd say look into that as well. But, you know, there's so many things that, again, and you bring these people to court, you're not paying taxes. People do have the thought that, wow, that's a smart person going these tax loopholes and all this stuff. Well,
it's cheating.
It's cheating, and it's cheating you and me.
Yes.
And that's the reason, when I brought up earlier, that's the reason that local communities are voting to raise their own taxes to go and fund their own school systems, because people aren't paying their fair share anymore.
And this is why, again, we should not be defunding the IRS. The IRS is not coming after you and me. They are going after these very wealthy people who've been gaming the system for a really long time and just not paying their fair share.
Yeah, to get the amount they would get from one big whale, they'd have to go about after 10,000 of us. And 10,000 audits on a regular person versus one audit on
one
a big
one?
Whale? I don't know. You do the efficiency math there.
Yeah, I think they're going to go with the big whale. All right, stay close. Brian Kelly is with me in studio. You can always join us, 844-967-2789. And jump on the live stream if you can on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news, Cassie and Magoo, the Umbrella Cockatoo.
Oh, my God.
Joining us in studio. Calvin told me this morning he's not crazy about birds. We'll see how this goes. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Always sunny in the rich man's world. Uh-huh. All the things I could do. If I had a little money, it's a rich man's world. Money must be funny in the rich man's world.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwe created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? Created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Brian Kelly, Calvin Butenhoff on the board, all coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Reminder to download the Civic Media app. And if you want to listen to the Packers-Dallas game this coming Sunday, 1 o'clock, you can listen on WRJN and Racine, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, in Kenosha, 98.1 FM, 98Q Country, and in Park Falls on WCQM, 98.3. Packers and the Cowboys, big game Sunday.
My goodness, that would be so sweet if the Packers beat the icky Dallas Cowboys.
In Dallas?
The most overrated team of the century, I think.
I've always resented that they got the moniker of America's team.
Yeah.
That always irritated me.
Yeah. Plus, I kind of grew up out east and, you know, I lived in Rochester, New York, so I have a soft spot in my heart for the Bills. And they really made the Bills cry a lot. That was very bad. They did not, have a chance against the Troy Aikman team. But yeah,
Dexter from the 608 listening on WAUK. Good to hear Fancy Brian on the air. I was wondering what happened to him.
I was wondering what happened to me, too.
Well, you have been instrumental in Civic Media and the expansion of the Civic Media Network all across the state. And you and Corey and Chris and Drew and our engineering team has been remarkable what you guys have done. When I first started about a year and a half ago and I met you for the first time, you said essentially, we're building a Boeing 747 that's already flying.
Yes. And we're also upgrading it to, while we're not finished with part of the wing, like it's...
Small things.
Well, to give you an idea of what we're trying to do here, I mean, it's called Civic Media, right? We started with the two stations that, and then the one station that Crudy had, and then, you know, we expanded, got a couple other radio stations, and we started building from there. From 1 year to a year after, we doubled, we went 10 times the size, yes. And now we're another, like, we have 20 stations.
Yes.
And we do sports, we do music, we do everything.
Yes.
Not only that, we're also trying to have an online presence. We are getting, we're writing articles. We are marketing ourselves. We're growing in ways that people don't even expect. And people who are doing things in the same genre as what we're doing, look at us and go, because we're building a new model as to how things work.
This has never been done before.
Not the way that we're doing it. Now, there's other Civic, there's other media companies, there's other radio networks, there's other places that have a bunch of different, but the way we're implementing things and how we're doing local as well as network stuff, we're doing statewide, and our goal is all one big giant thing. And it's amazing because we're inventing stuff as we go. The engineering team created a whole new remote kit specifically for our needs in this station.
So just so people appreciate what that means, when we go out somewhere, say, you know, Johnny Watermelon is at the Waukesha Farmers Market or mm-hmm. something, he needs to have a kit, in order to broadcast, or if he wants to call into the station, things like that, just for broadcast quality, for all the sports things. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to have one of these remote kits that they can take along. And you guys essentially invented your own.
Yeah, it's a radio station in a box, essentially. I mean, that's the idea of it, is that you can just go anywhere, plug in anything, and have a bunch of people there. It's awesome. But every time we go to a specialist or go to support or say, hey, we need help with this particular thing, they're always like, we get to the development stage of things. Like, we have a system that we use that's utilized by all the radio stations around the country at the higher end. And even them, we come to them with some issues that we found, and they're like, huh.
We never thought of that.
That's interesting. And it's cool. And that's what I've been doing. So like when I left, I think the last time I was on air, I think I did an hour with Kristen. I think before that, I did the last show with Dueling Luke. Tangents with Luke,
yeah.
Which is great. And Luke and I have kind of moved to the back end of things to make sure that this stuff gets transitioned from just the two stations we were doing to now the entire state of Wisconsin, which is amazing. And it's great because, like, this whole, we have over 100 employees now, and everybody's pulling on the same rope. They may pull on it differently, but we're pulling on the same rope, and we agree the rope is this. This is amazing. How many companies out there, how many people work for a group of people who are just come in and clock in and leave? Like, our salespeople come in excited to go and sell the things, even if they don't necessarily get sales that day. It's awesome. It's awesome, and it gets me excited. And so while I've not been on the air, every time you hear a glitch, every time you hear, I get like 4,000 emails. Yes. And then I'm one of the people on the front lines of fixing that. But that's because this is so important and such a great thing that we're doing. And there's 100 people pulling on the rope, and we're making it up as we go. And it's great, because it's a high form of collaboration, and it's frustrating at times.
Sure.
Because there's 100 people, but it's also great.
It's really exciting. It is. It's very, very exciting.
We're doing stuff, man. We're doing some really cool things.
And if you can help spread the word about Civic Media and the existence of Civic Media, we would really appreciate that. Let folks know what you're listening to, where you're listening. Encourage them to download the fabulous and free Civic Media app.
Oh, yeah. That thing, too? That's evolved.
Yes, it really has. Like, now you can call and you can text directly from the app. There's just a little button on it. And you can listen to all of the shows and all of the stations all around the state. So if you're from Wisconsin Rapids and you live in Milwaukee, you can still listen and find out what's going on in Rapids.
If you miss anything, you can go and check the podcast
yes.
out. And your podcasts go to all the major platforms. It's one of those things where I went to the Biden event, right? When, mm-hmm. when Biden came to visit, and I was one of the first people there, and it was my first on location event. I'm normally the guy in the booth telling everybody, you should do this, I think. And going there, it was the first time I felt like I wasn't the little kid.
Compared to all the other radio stations?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I knew that we were still like, what the heck are we doing? What are we supposed to do? But at the same time, it was, we've grown into something that matters and can't be ignored now. And that's super exciting.
Real quickly, Doc, we only have a couple of minutes left. Doc from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, sir. What do you want to say?
Good morning. This is Doc Reed. Brian, I just wanted to say how good it is to hear your voice again on the radio. Give you kudos for everything you've done. I know how instrumental you've been for the upstart of Civic Media. And I've taught you well, Grasshopper.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
Shout out, Doc. He makes me so happy. I smile every time I think about that man.
All right, stay close. The news is coming up next. And then Cassie and Magoo the Bird. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantor.